5, flash forward to 2030. Interior Air Base Hospital. Here we find James, the protagonist, is released from quarantine and contacts Ben. James: Hi, Ben. I'm free to come and see Janet's house tonight. Ben: Okay, that's great. We'll pass by the hospital early this evening and pick you up. Interior Air Base Hospital. Hospital room where James signs his discharge papers with young Michelle, 20s, the nurse. Michelle: There are some rules about this airbase. You're not to leave the airfield without an escort and permission. James: So what's happened outside? Can you explain? Well, first, there are dangerous people outside looking for food, and second, most of the lowland is still flooded. So can you explain what happened here? There are rumors, but what's clear is that our planet was hit by a space rock. This must have created tsunamis over most of the English coastal areas that still remain flooded. Really? When did this happen? Don't you remember any of this? No, not really. I've been living off the grid for months. So you don't remember that most electrical things have also stopped? We had days of darkness before the sun returned, and it was very cold. You see, I was living underground, on an island close to the Atlantic Ocean. I saw a lot of destruction in the region when I was rescued. You were lucky, because there are thousands of homeless people in London and a lot more who didn't survive when the Thames Valley flooded. But weren't the governments prepared for such an impact? Wow, you have been out of the loop. Who exactly are you, and why were you rescued? I need your last address or a country of origin before you can sign the forms. I'm sorry, but it's a long story, and you know... That's okay. I know it's classified. That's all the people on the base ever tell us. Well, I'm nothing to do with the military. In fact, I'm a marine scientist, been studying underwater earthquakes, and they brought me back here to explain the data. Country of origin, please? All right. I'm originally from the UK. As for an address, I was living underground on an island, so I'm as lost as you. And your friend coming to pick you up is the person living in the old house at the end of the runway? Yes, I think so, but I've never been there. Why don't you ask him what's going on? Because I've got to know Ben, and there's a lot more he can tell you. Thanks, we'll do. Now, where do I sign, and I'll go and wait for Ben to arrive? Interior Air Base Hospital. Ben arrives with a man in Royal Marine uniform. Ben: Sorry I'm late. Training took a bit longer than expected. This is my security detail for today, who will be escorting us back to the house. James: No problem. Can't wait to get back to a more normal life and find some comfortable clothes again. Cut to exterior airbase runway. Military jeep drives to the house at the end of runway, surrounded by a high fence. Here we are, the humble home of one of the last air chief marshals who refused to allow it to be demolished. Well, it's a long way from the main base. Is there any electricity? Yes, that comes from the main generators at the base. It's a bit out of the way, but that's how I like it. Follow me with your kit and I'll show you around. Ben, I don't have any kit, just the clothes you found me with. Right. Let's go inside and I'll show you around. Wow, I see they kept most of the wooden beams and a comfortable lounge with leather sofa and armchairs to match. It really is a home from home. Would you like a beer and I'll show you the rest later? There are 2 bedrooms in a basement with bath and toilet. I sleep in the master room, so you can take the single room next door. Good idea. Lead on and I'll follow. Look, why don't we take our beer outside on a small terrace at the back, and you can tell me your story. Ben, it remains a mystery to me. All I can tell you is that I've lost 10 years of my life not knowing where I've been. Come and sit at this garden table, as I think it's better we talk outside. Great to see you again after all those past adventures on that island in the Caribbean. I'm thinking that my return may be connected with that space rock you experienced recently. I spoke to the nurse at the hospital, but she said to ask you. Really, did you tell her where you're from? No, of course not. I said I was a marine scientist living underground and had been rescued. She said she knew you. Wow, you do get around. Yes, that's Michelle. We got to know each other and try to be discreet. Ben, she's really attractive, but she told me to ask you about a cover-up story going on here. Yes, but that's something Janet's working on in the States, so I'd rather she explain to you what we think happened. It's her idea after what happened on the island. Okay, no problem at all. So, what's with all these military escorts? When did the Royal Marines get into security on our RAF base? James, you have to understand, after so many died in London, we had a security problem here at the base, and they sent us some Marines to help. Yes, I heard it was as bad as that. They come and pick me up at 0800 hours and bring me back. Remember, it's a bloody long walk to the end of the runway. Okay, can we go inside and see if you can find me some warmer clothes to wear that might fit? Have a look through these winter clothes I no longer wear. Also, I found you a toothbrush and an old razor. Thanks, Ben. Would it be possible to join you with your training tomorrow? There's nothing for me to do down here at the house. Yes, of course. We leave at 8 sharp and I don't eat breakfast. See you in the morning and good night. This installment was an introduction to James and Ben at the airbase that will continue for the next two podcasts.